You are lucky. Happy 4th of July. This blog was written in 2016, a few weeks before 4th of July, and I'm recording it on June 30th. So here we go. Why are we so lucky? As a naturalized citizen to the United States, 4th of July carries a special meaning to me. I'm not blinded by romantic patriotism that can be seen in commercials on television, but I am also not jaded by our troubles. I say this all the time, and I will say it right now. The United States it's an imperfect country, but it is still the best among all the imperfect countries out there. I usually don't use the word imperfect when I make this comment, and please feel free to make your own unique substitutions to this word. I'm grateful to be here, and now that I'm here, it is my duty to fight the good fight. I love this country for many reasons. Here are some of the two most prevalent reasons. One, the unique speed of change. World history is full of bigotry, racism, hatred, narcissism, egotism, selfishness. Oh, the list could go on. And this country by no means is an exception. But the speed at which the United States tries to rectify and change is unique in the world. God knows we can do better. We have to do better. We're still not good enough. We need to do better for our races, all immigrants, all sexes, all sexual orientations, and all socioeconomic fates in the world. We're still not even close to good enough. But, and this is a very, very important but, I will not get jaded and apathetic just because we're not perfect yet. I look back at the history and I recognize within a short 100 years, just how much change already happened. Somehow against all odds, change persevered. In historical perspective, this change was light speed. And this speed is unique to the United States. We cannot get jaded just because it is still imperfect. We need to get inspired by our accomplishments and push on with our challenges. Look at how much we already done. Don't sit back just because grandmother won the right to vote. Stand up and demand higher wages individually. Don't wait for someone to vote for it in Congress to make it legal and even. That's not how things were done. Grandma didn't do that. They all spoke out. We need to speak out, to stand up. Demand our voice. There are so many more changes to demand. We need to hug all beings, love all beings, and demand equality. As an immigrant, I have to tell you, yes, it is hard. Some people will stop your way. But you do live in the United States, and on 4th of July, it is good to remember everything is possible. It will not come fast enough. It will not be easy. But it is possible. And second reason, the option to change or better yourself at any age. And before you take a negative rhetoric that has been all over the media, may I point out that there is no other country where you could go back to school as easily at any age as in the United States. And I am from Europe, just in case you get ideas. In most countries, you would be ridiculed, or the option would not even be there. I know the socioeconomic divide creates a heartbreaking challenge, but it is possible. Adult education at any age, change at any age is possible, and even better, and this is really, really important, even better, it is welcomed. It's easy to throw money at something to change cultural perception is so much harder. And here it is welcomed. There are very few places in the world where making a midlife career change is as socially acceptable as in the United States. Now we have to make it financially easier for everyone. But listen to me, don't get jaded. It is possible. So do you know how lucky we are? We are lucky to live here. I will fight the good fights, but I will not get negative. Nothing positive ever was accomplished over anger, fear-mongering, and negativity. Those emotions drive power and bigotry, not positive change. We are not perfect, so let's get to work. But on 4th of July, let's make... That's my little dog. Bless her heart. So we're not perfect, as I was saying. So let's get to work. But on 4th of July, let's take a moment to remember how lucky we are to live in the United States. So happy 4th of July, everyone. Dora. Oh, and if you haven't seen it yet, well, if you're driving, you know, both hands on a wheel, no lap driving whatsoever, but when you get to a safe place, you could check out our Peaceful Warrior video and share it. Thank you so much.